I just want to remind everyone that the next three items on the agenda that are all related to the Warren Monroe and David Rohrbaugh applications were removed. So if you're here for those, they will not be heard this evening. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2021-25 Four Winds Farm.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 168.9 acres plus or minus into 336 single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the east side of Shingle Point Road, which is Sussex County Route 249, approximately 0.88 miles south of the intersection of Shingle Point Road and Harbison Road, which is Route 5. The tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 25, Parcel 39.00. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes the plus comments and the applicant's response to the plus comments. We also have the applicant's traffic impact study and DelDOT's comments in relation to that. We also have the soils report and the applicant's Chapter 99-9C report. We also have an ability to serve letter that is included in the applicant's booklet. We also have the applicant's wetland summary and the applicant's wetland plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We also have TAC comments that have been received, and there are multiple, including the Department of Waste and Hazardous Substances, the Office of the State Fire Marshal, the Division of Watershed Stewardship, the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife, Department of Agriculture, and we have a letter from the Delaware Forest Service. And I would note, Mr. Chairman, that we have zero comments either in support or opposition and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Yes, good evening. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Sussex County, and I'm representing the applicant, Ribera Development LLC. With me is John Stamato on behalf of the applicant. I think most of the Pannoni Sussex County Engineering Office, Mark Davison, Principal Land Planner, Eric Wall, Senior Landscape Architect, Alan Dechter, Senior Engineer, and Teresa Lord, Traffic Engineer, all with Pannoni. There was an exhibit book submitted for the record containing relevant information about the application. Including a 99-9C subdivision report and the applicant's plus response letter. This is an application for an AR1 cluster subdivision, which, as you know, is subject to the design requirements and review procedures for a cluster development in the AR1 district. The proposed name of the development is Four Winds. The land contains 168.9 acres. It's located on the east side of Shingle Point Road, less than a mile south of Harbison Road and the boundaries of the town of Milton. The immediate area surrounding the site consists of mostly cleared agricultural land, woodland, and single-family homes. There are several subdivisions located west of the site on Neptune Road and Huff Road. The 168.9 acre parcel is mainly cleared agricultural land with a wooded area in the northeast corner. Can you put up an aerial map, Jamie?
There we go.
Okay, yeah, so as you can see, it's mainly agricultural land with a wooded area as in the corner. Again, it's the northwest corner. The land is zoned AR1 and the proposed subdivision will contain 336 single-family lots with recreational amenities. The proposed development does utilize the cluster option and is a permitted use in the AR1 zoning district. In preparing for the hearing, there was an issue that came up that I found very interesting, and I thought the commission would find interesting. Now, I will be perfectly honest with you, most people will not find this particularly interesting. But it does show the complexity of navigating through the land use process. So the location of the proposed Four Winds subdivision actually brought into consideration three different land plans. Number one, the state strategies investment map, the Town of Milton 2021 comprehensive plan, and the Sussex County 2019 comprehensive plan. Now, under the state investment map, our site is mostly in a level four area, and the state planning office takes a position that new development activity and suburban development is not supported in level four areas. And again, you've heard that before and you're familiar with that. The state planning office says that the cost of providing services to developments in rural areas is an inefficient and wasteful use of state resources. Now, in contrast to that statement, the land adjacent to our site, immediately to the north, in other words, just on the other side of that red line to the north there, is actually in investment level two. And investment level two is where the state says it promotes well-designed development, providing a variety of housing types. Under the Milton Comprehensive Plan, their future land use map says all of the land between our property and the southern boundary of the town of Milton is designated as a residential growth area that's appropriate for future annexation by the town for residential use. And under the Sussex County Comprehensive Future Land Use Map, our site again is in the low density area, but the northern boundary is the adjacent to the Milton Town Center area. The county plan states that significant growth is proposed to be concentrated in the town centers, that a range of housing types is appropriate, and a density ranging from 2 to 12 homes per acre are appropriate. So we have the state plan, we have the town plan and the county comprehensive plan, both of which were approved by the state planning office. And when you consider all those plans together, basically the land adjacent to our site to the north is level two by the state. It's in a residential annexation for Milton for future residential use, and it's a town center area under the county plan with a wide range of housing types and densities. But according to the state planning office, when you take one step off of that north parcel onto our parcel, we're in a rural area. Now, my point is that there's a basic inconsistency in how the state applies the investment level designation. As you know, it's basically information that's generated into a computer to come out with these investment level maps, and that's fine. But I think the rigid application of these designations without considering the practical and real world factors is kind of a disservice and really just isn't very realistic. And I think you would agree as land planners that in going from a level two growth town center development area, you should transition into a lower density area and eventually transition into a rural area. And of course, what we're proposing here, the Four Winds subdivision, is a low density, two lot to the acre subdivision, which I think is an appropriate transition in use. So sorry for taking your time on that, but I don't have anybody else to talk to about it.
We're the ones you need to be talking to. So that's
now, with that being said,
it was all appropriate. So,
with that being said, as far as our application, the proposed cluster subdivision is designated as a permitted use in the AR1 zoning district, and the AR1 cluster style subdivisions with a density of 2 homes per acre are permitted in the low density area as stated in the 2019 comprehensive plan. So the plan and the zoning ordinance recognizes this as being an appropriate and permitted use. And Jamie, if you could put back up the subdivision plan. Thank you. As to the specifics of the proposed subdivision, central water for domestic use and fire protection will be provided by Artesian Water Company. They hold a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve the area. Fire hydrants will be placed within the development and also along the Artesian Water Main extension on Shingle Point Road. And that will provide an increased level of protection, not only for the development, but also to surrounding properties. Central sewer will be provided by Artesian Wastewater Management Company. They also hold a certificate of public convenience and necessity for sewer service in the area. Electricity will be provided by the Delaware Electric Cooperative. Stormwater management facilities will be designed and constructed in accordance with DENREC's current sediment and stormwater regulations that will be reviewed and approved by the Sussex Conservation District. As you know, the regulations include sediment control and inspection during construction, post-construction inspection, and stormwater quantity and quality control. In planning for the development, a soil study was done by Accent Environmental LLC, as well as a phase one environmental site assessment by Tononi Associates. A wetland evaluation was performed by Tononi Associates, which indicated the existence of approximately 2.96 acres of non-title federal jurisdictional wetlands on the site. Actually, I think you could see that better right on the site plan, on the subdivision plan. Yeah, if you look in the woods there, you'll see those two green areas. They are the wetlands that were determined from the study. They total 2.96 acres of non-title federal jurisdictional wetlands. As you can see, the wetlands are located in the wooded area of the site in the northeast corner. There is no encroachment or disturbance of those wetland areas of land. As you know, through the cluster requirements, a 25-foot setback buffer is required from non-title wetlands. The development design proposes an approximate 65-foot setback buffer from the edge of the wetlands to any proposed lot lines. So again, there'll be a 65-foot buffer between the wetlands and any lot lines. Under the FEMA flood insurance rate maps, the entire site is located in Zone X, unshaded, and that is the area outside of the floodplain. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service confirmed that there were no federally listed species associated with the site. SHPO indicated that there were no known archaeological sites on the property. Pannoni Associates did review historical information for indications of past usage, and that included aerial photographs of the site dating back to 1937. The photographs indicate basically an undeveloped area in agricultural use since the second half of the 1900s. There was a house on the property that was demolished in approximately 1950. The property is located in the Cape Henlopen School District, which has elementary and middle schools located nearby in Milton. And fire protection will be provided by the Milton Fire Department. As to traffic, DelDOT advised that a traffic impact study was warranted, and the applicant again retained Pannoni Associates to prepare the study. The TIS was prepared in accordance with DelDOT directions. It evaluated 9 area intersections. In addition to the traffic counts that were conducted, DelDOT requested that 5 committed developments in the general area and 2 pending developments in the general area be included as background traffic within the future analysis of the TIS. The TIS was completed per DelDOT directions. It was submitted to DelDOT for review. Unfortunately, DelDOT's review took longer than the applicant's consultants had anticipated. And the actual draft of the final TIS review letter from DelDOT was actually just received by the applicant today. So I can't really present or discuss the specific off-site improvements and contributions that will be the applicant's responsibility until that is finalized. I can tell you, as far as on-site and adjacent improvements, the site entrance to the development from Shingle Point Road will be designed and constructed in accordance with DelDOT entrance requirements. It will include a 185-foot southbound left turn lane with a 100-foot taper and a 290-foot northbound right turn lane with a 50-foot taper. Sufficient right-of-way will be dedicated along the east side of Shingle Point Road to create a total right-of-way from center line to meet DelDOT road standards. And there will be a dedication of a 15-foot strip along Shingle Point Road adjacent to the right-of-way frontage, and within that 15-foot easement would be a 10-foot shared use path, which would have a 5-foot setback and separation from the actual right-of-way. Now, as to the site design of the subdivision, the development will have 336 single-family lots. That is a density of 1.99 lots per acre, which complies with the density permitted in an AR1 cluster subdivision of this size. The lots vary in size from 7,500 square feet minimum to 15,600 square feet. The average lot size is approximately 8,875 square feet. All of the lots, I believe with the exception of one, border some type of community open space. The development, again, will have one main entrance from Shingle Point Road. That will be a landscaped area with a stormwater pond on one side and landscaping on the other side. There will be a 4 to 6 foot vegetated berm proposed along the length of the site frontage along Shingle Point Road. That will present a visually attractive entranceway and streetscape along the road. There will be a school bus stop located along Shingle Point Road near the entrance. The exact location and design of the bus stop will be coordinated with the Cape Henlopen School District. There will be a paved 12-foot wide emergency access connecting an interior street to Shingle Point Road located on the north portion of the development on open space, and that is that line up there between lots 99 and 100. And as I said, that access would be limited to emergency vehicle use only. The subdivision streets will be private. They will be built to Sussex County Engineering Department design standards. There'll be sidewalks on at least one side of all interior streets, although they are on both sides of the street in the areas near the entrance and community center. There will be curbs and non-intrusive street lighting. There will be a dedicated easement for a connector road to an undeveloped parcel to the east located between lots 33 and 32, right there, and also to an undeveloped parcel on the north from the end of the cul-de-sac between lots 86 and 87. Now again, those parcels adjacent to us are undeveloped at this time, so these easements would accommodate future interconnection roads to those parcels if and when that situation arises and is required. There will be a central community recreational area located near the traffic circle that you arrive at as you enter the site. The recreational amenities will include a one-story, 6,500 square foot clubhouse, an outdoor pool and deck area with bathrooms and a storage building, a tot lot, and pickleball courts or combination pickleball tennis courts, I'm not sure which. The rec area would also have a parking lot with approximately 40 parking spaces and would also be the location of the community mailbox cluster facility. There's a large village green or park area located approximately right in the middle of the site. That will be landscaped. It will probably have benches and gathering areas like that for residents to basically congregate. Basically, it'll be a small park. There's a landscape trail that actually goes from near the green there, and it leads to an overlook near the wooded section of the property in the northeast corner. So that would be a trail that would go down to basically where the where you would view the wetlands and the wooded area, just as a amenity feature. We are proposing that the central recreational amenities, which are the clubhouse, pool, tot lot, and pickleball courts, be constructed and open for use by residents prior to the issuance of the 140th residential building permit. There will be a minimum voluntary 50-foot buffer along the northern, eastern, and southern boundaries of the development. There's one exception to that, and that's where the cul-de-sac is and the connector easement right there. But other than that, there's a minimum 50-foot voluntary buffer. Within the 50-foot area, there will be a 30-foot landscape buffer in compliance with the requirements of the zoning ordinance. And again, in addition to what I already stated, there'll be a 65-foot setback between the edge of the non-tidal wetlands and any lot lines. Open space, as that term is defined by the zoning ordinance, will total 86.5 acres of the 168.9 acre site, which is approximately 51.2% of the development, which is far in excess of the required open space. I mentioned the northeast corner of the property is forested. It currently contains 31.13 acres of woodlands. Only 2.91 acres of those woodlands will be impacted by the development, leaving 28.22 acres of undisturbed forest, which is over 90% of the existing woodlands on the site. The preserved woodland area alone is one continuous tract of ecologically sensitive land being preserved that exceeds the 30% of the required open space provision of the cluster ordinance. It's anticipated that the development would be constructed in approximately six phases. The subdivision, as with most subdivisions, will have a homeowners association comprised of all lot owners. The association will be responsible for enforcing the community restrictions, collecting assessments, maintaining the development streets, entrances, buffers, landscaping, stormwater facilities, recreational amenities, and any other community common areas. I will submit for your consideration proposed findings and conditions of approval. And in closing, the proposed Four Winds subdivision is designed as an AR1 cluster subdivision, which is a permitted use in the AR1 district, authorized by both the zoning ordinance and the comprehensive plan. I think, as you can see, the subdivision was designed in accordance with the purpose of the cluster option by clustering lots outside of environmentally sensitive areas, providing substantial active and passive open space, and meeting or exceeding the cluster development design requirements as stated in the zoning ordinance. As I already stated, the final DEL.TIS review letter has not yet been finalized. The proposed conditions that I submitted does indicate that the applicant would be required to comply with whatever those final requirements are. Or again, the commission may prefer to leave the record open until it receives the final DEL.DOT review letter. And that would conclude my presentation, subject to any questions you may have from me or from our consultants.
Thank All right, you. Sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Hoey Stevenson.
I just wanted to make sure that any road improvements or widening happens on your property. So that it looks like it does. So that.
You mean if the right-of-way dedication?
Yeah. Well, yeah, where the entrance is there, the deceleration, acceleration lanes. We've just had recently people coming in and saying that they were told they were going to have to give land across the street.
I read about that.
Yeah. So.
Now, this would be on our site or an existing DEL.DOT right-of-way.
Right.
Again, we'll be dedicating to them whatever they require for this type of road. But if additional route, it would be our land, yes.
Yeah.
We're not crossing anybody else's property.
Great, that's it.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
No questions, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Wingate.
I have none, thank you.
Okay. White House, anything?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, Mr. Fuquay, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Should anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2021-25 Four Winds Farm? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 21-25? Yes, ma'am. Come on up. Well, yep, come on up to the podium. Give us your name and you may have the floor.
Hi, my name is Shellis James and I own the property at 24708 Black Drive, which actually fronts Shingle Point Road immediately across the street from the proposed entrance.
Okay.
I guess it's already been clarified that I'm not going to lose part of my yard for any road widening. But I'm a little bit displeased that the entrance wasn't put adjacent to an empty field, and instead it's been put across the street from a row of houses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was the north end of their property is across the street from an abandoned house and a field that's cultivated.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if that was an alternate possibility. I'm assuming that there would be well over 1,000 trips per day with people coming in and out of the entrance, and it literally is across the street from my yard. I'm going to enjoy headlights every time somebody comes out at night through my living room window. So I don't know if there's any solution to that problem or not, or if that's just the way things are going to be, but I think it's going to adversely affect me.
Okay, well, we'll ask that question.
Okay. I do have a question about, it appears there's going to be central water and sewer that's going to be extended from the town of Milton.
I believe it was from a private sewer provider, not
okay.
from the town of Milton.
I just was curious if that was going to potentially speed up the process of the existing residents on Shingle Point Road having to pay to connect into public sewer and water or not.
I will ask that question, but I can tell you that I do not believe it will impact you at all.
Okay.
There's not, this is in Sussex County, so it's not anything to do with the town of Milton. You're in Sussex County, so there wouldn't be any requirement for you to tie into sewer just because it was nearby.
Okay.
So no, you should not be impacted by that.
Can I ask it another way? I'm not sure how your, was your question that you were hoping to connect to central sewer?
No.
Okay.
We recently, when we purchased the property in 2014, we put in a new well and a new septic, and so we have a substantial amount of money invested in that, so no, we didn't wish to connect.
Okay. Yeah, and Mr. Wheatley's correct that they can't compel you then to connect okay. to that.
Okay.
So.
And I guess the final comment I have, and I appreciate the point made with the maps and you're stepping across the line and all of a sudden you're going from
yeah.
one thing to another.
Right.
But I can't really speak for other people, but when I purchased the property, I assumed that it was a rural property to the extent that I would be able to, it would serve functions such as livestock and other things that would be assumed on a rural property. And I'm just concerned that this might have an impact on my ability to enjoy certain activities on my own property because they're not uses that would be considered urban uses.
Well, in Delaware, we have what's called the right to farm, and we have that you're protected in that instance. They really cannot impose that on you. You were already there. Your property can be used for any lawful purpose that's allowed in an AR1, which would include raising pigs. If you would like to do that in your front yard across from their entrance, you would be permitted to do that. So it should not impact your ability to use your property in any way that is lawfully, that you can lawfully use it now.
Generally, we lately have them put in the covenants that the people moving in have to sign their covenants and agree to them. And it says that this is an agricultural area. There's going to be things that are dusty, smelly, loud.
Right. I know that can yeah. cause conflict sometimes, and I don't like conflict. So.
Yeah, but that's why that's in there, so that you can say, yeah, you knew about this when you got here.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Mr. Fuqua, is there someone on your team who can speak to the issue of how and where the entrance was located and why and what that process is about?
Good evening. Mark Davids with Panoni Associates. The entrance was located in coordination with DelDOT and meetings with DelDOT. And this, there's a section of roadway here that currently shows on this aerial here. You can see it right here. It goes back to a cul-de-sac. DelDOT encourages us to create intersections for safe movements in and out onto the right-of-way. So placing that entrance currently right now, and again, this is preliminary and we're still going through the process of DelDOT, but this is currently where the entrance is located, right across from that small road there with the cul-de-sac, to create that intersection.
Okay. The only other comment I would have, if you would go back to the photo for a second, I think the open field that was being referred to might have been the one to the right there, and my concern there would be an entrance on that curve.
That's correct.
Would not be a place DelDOT would want an entrance to go.
That's absolutely correct, and that was looked at as well.
Yeah.
If I can answer the question about Artesian.
You may.
Sewer. Sure. Artesian has sewer connection, has an existing force main out on Route 30, which is in this direction here, just south of the property. They also have recently purchased Tessie, Tidewater's sewer portion, and they operate in the town of Milton. So at this time, we're working through Artesian to figure out which way the connection is going to be. All our preliminary studies have been, we were going to do a pump station and take a force main to Route 30. So any connections from adjacent neighbors would have to be petitioned by those neighbors in order to connect. So they will not have to connect, nor will they be obligated to connect once we extend sewer and water to the properties.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
My name is Jim Baker. I live at 24697 Black Drive, across the street from Black Drive from Shelley's house.
Okay.
Couple clarifications. Number one, Black Drive is a private road. There is no cul-de-sac back in there. It is not set up the way it was originally going to be developed into a development. So we have no cul-de-sac. It's basically a private road going back, and there's one house all the way at the back behind us. That's all that we have. So I just want to clarify that there is no cul-de-sac. And we're not really looking forward to having all the traffic coming out right across the street from our entrance, Black Drive. Yeah. And as far as traffic goes, I don't know what kind of other type of infrastructure they want to do as far as the road goes. Shingle Point Road is just a two-lane road, as you know. And at times, especially during the summer, it does get busy. So we have a lot of beach traffic that comes in because GPS is getting everybody to show, you know, this is a better way to go.
Right.
So they're coming, more and more cars are coming down Shingle Point Road. So we need to keep that in mind and understand that there's a possibility of two traffic lights being put in on either side of Shingle Point Road, especially down at Gravel Hill Road, where just about 2 weeks ago, they had another fatal accident. And we've been here for 4 years, and that's the second one that I know of down there. So we need to do something about traffic control on the road. We do have, down the street from us, we have a family that have children, and their house is pretty close to Shingle Point Road. So there's something will have to be done with traffic control on that road in the future for everybody coming in. So that's all that I have. Thank you very much.
Sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, I'm going to ask one more time, then we're going to go to the electronic version. Anyone else? Okay. Operator, is anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2021-25 Four Winds Farm?
If there is anyone online in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
All
Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one who has indicated they would like to speak.
All right. Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.